This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, May 17th. God's word for you today is from the heart. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 145, verse 3, and it says, "The Lord is great and worthy of our praise. No one can understand how great he is." This is taken from the New Century Version. How grateful are you today? Are you grateful? An old saying reads, "Your life is God's gift to you, but what you do with your life is your gift to God." Your life is indeed God's gift to you. However, what you do with your life is the gift you give back to God. Are you going to be the voice of the voiceless? Are you going to serve? Are you going to be useful to your generation? What are you doing with your life? Are you going to cower underneath the bushel? What you do with your life is your gift back to God. Psalms 50 verse 23 says, "The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart." This is taken from the Contemporary English Version. In this scripture, God tells us the kind of gift he wants, and it is a thankful heart. A heart that not only says thank you, but means it. Imagine someone gives you a gift. You look at the gift and say, "Thank you." Then you walk away. Have you said thank you? Or someone gives you a gift. You look at the gift, make a face and sigh and say, "Thank you." Have you said thank you? But if someone gives you a gift and you say, "This is so thoughtful. Thank you." And then you hug the person. Have you said thank you? Yes. So, from the heart is what God wants. God wants us to honor him by thanking him from the heart. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 2 says, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred." Paul was warning Timothy about these very days we are in right now. If people want to increase their followership on social media today, all they have to do is take a jab at Jesus or attack the church, and their followership will increase. There is no regard for the things of God at all. Ungrateful. You and I cannot even afford to be ungrateful. So over the next few days, we're going to be answering the question, why should I live my life as a thank you note to God? And how can I do that? Why should I do it? And how can I do it? You may know why you should do something and not how to do it. You may know why you should drive, but not know how to drive. So why should you live your life as a thank you note to your Maker? The first reason is because of who God is. You should live a life of gratitude because of who God is. If God was some mean-spirited, evil, petty, vindictive, puny, cannot save, cannot deliver, inconsistent, unreliable person, then he really would not be worthy of your thanksgiving. If God was not strong and powerful, if God was weak and fearful, if God was full of hate and evil and not full of love, then he most certainly will not be worthy of our thanksgiving. However, the truth is, in the story that God is writing, God is the king that died for his people, whereas in other stories, it is the people that die for their king. But our God is the direct opposite. God is worthy. Let us pray. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.